So we are so excited because this is August, or well, it's the end of August, and we're a couple of months away from celebrating and yet another year of the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. I'm Benita, and I'm out of New Jersey. It's 8 a.m. or 8:02 a.m. East Coast time, and I want to thank you for joining us this morning, and I'm going to open us up in prayer and pass the call over to our host. Good morning, Father God. We thank you for this day that you gave us, Father, yet another chance to just try and get it right. Father God, we do not take it lightly that you sent your angels across our bed, across us this morning to wake us up in our right mind, that we're able to use our limbs. So, Father God, we will use them in accordance to you, so that you're proud of us, Father. We just thank that you breathed this call into the spirit of Dr. Dimple, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, that you put that in their heart, and it's been going alive for almost 6 years. So we just thank you, Father, for that. We want to thank you again for the message that's going to come forth through your child, and we are going to be mindful that it's going to be such a blessing to us that we're going to share it with somebody today, Father, that you are almighty, all omnipotent, all seeing, all knowing. There's nothing that's happening to any one of us by mistake, Father, that you knew this a long time ago. So, Father, we just stand here in your grace and mercy. Father God, we just appreciate that you sent your only son on this earth and sacrificed him for our being, and we just appreciate that you made that sacrifice. We love you, Father. We appreciate you, and we adore you. I'm not giving you any time, evil one, so you notice that I've left you out this conversation between me and our God. So, Father God, thank you again. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, it's all yours. Well, good morning, host. Okay.
Minister Benita, can you hear
not
me?
Not quite.
Okay, hold on. Okay, is that a little better? Is that better? I'm sorry,
yes.
I'm trying. Minister Benita, can you
yes,
hear me?
Yes, ma'am. You're good now. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So sorry about that. Thank you, and God bless you, my dear sister Minister Benita, for seating and greeting us this morning. Good morning to my TMC family. Good morning to those of you that, if this is your first time dialing into the Master's Call, I want to welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. My name is Minister Ada Levette Grace, and I hail from Brooklyn, New York, via Chicago, Illinois, and it's a pleasure and a privilege to be with you this morning. I want to tell you a little bit about our call. The Master's Call was founded back in, we're coming up to almost 6 years now, October 25th, 2010, by two anointed and appointed women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. And they established this ministry, of course, on the Word of God. And the scripture for this ministry is found in the book of Psalms 88:13. And I like to read that to you from the New American Standard this morning. But I, O Lord, have cried out to you for help. And in the morning, my prayer comes before you. So as you heard, Minister Bonita just seated us and greeted us, and she prayed for us and prayed for our call. And we also have a mission statement for you. Our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. Now, the Master's Call does have a website. The website is www.themasterscall.net. And if you feel led of the Lord to join this dynamic ministry, if you would like to host the call, which is what you hear me doing at this moment, or if you like to greet and pray, say the opening prayer, as you heard Minister Bonita, or if God has downloaded a word for you, for you to share with the masses, we encourage you to send us an email at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will respond to your email. Now, there is a wonderful company that is the common thread that brought many of us together, and that is Artists International, now under the heading of Artist Life. Artist Life has some phenomenal products and opportunities to help people get healthier as well as get wealthier. And if you're not familiar with this dynamic and phenomenal company, I invite you to get back to the person that invited you to this call. Now, immediately following this call, we head over to our new morning motivational call. And that call was started by, we affectionately call her our godmother, Ms. Dorothy Cook. Ms. Dorothy Cook, she started that call. However, she has passed the baton over to a group of dynamic and wonderful leaders who are now leading that call. And now with today being Wednesday, it is Awareness Wednesday, and that's led by our couple of health, the Flanagans, Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. They give us great information on different ailments and how we can be more informed and educated, and also how the products made, the Artist Life products can be of help in these different ailments. So be sure to hop on the morning motivational call. And that number is 641-715-3865. And the access code is 539-598-pound. Now, I think I have given you most of the announcements that needed to be given. So it is my pleasure and my honor to tell you about our mouthpiece for this morning. And I have seen her on Facebook. I have heard her share her heart here on the Master's Call. And the mouthpiece for this morning is Ms. Thomasine Pickens. She's the founder of Real Word Ministries, is located in San Antonio, Texas. The Lord opened the doors to Real Word Ministries in June of 2004, and she immediately became an outreach ministry, assisting battered women shelters, ministering under the bridge, Grace House, and many other places where hurting people reside. The prison ministry began in 2005, as the Lord began to send ex-offenders to her church home. The church is currently in the prisons where we minister on a weekly basis to both male and female throughout the state of Texas. Praise God. We want you to know that Dr. Thomasine is also a certified life, career, and transitional coach. She obtained her certification through the CCE, a Center for Accrediting and Education. She has a company, the Real Life Coaching Center, where she helps people transition in life. Dr. Thomasine's heart desire is to help both men and women turn their lives around so that their homes will be restored. She states how it hurts her heart to see so many youth confused and with no direction due to their parents making a mistake. It is her heart's desire to reunite families back together. Well, I invite you to go to our website to find out even more about Dr. Thomasine, but I am going to get on out the way and let this mighty, mighty woman of God come forth and give us what thus saith the Lord. So at this time, it is my pleasure, it is my delight to introduce to some and to present to others none other than Dr. Thomasine Pickens. Dr. Pickens, have you made it to the line this morning?
Yes, ma'am, I have. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, woman of God. The platform is yours. Take it away.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's an honor to be here, and I thank the powerful, mighty women of God that have started this call. I truly believe it's a blessing to the body of Christ. There's so many people that, you know, every day they need a word of encouragement or something to motivate them. Apostle Paul said it this way. He said, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. And I don't know about you all, but I have to get up daily and encourage myself and motivate myself and just speak life into myself. So this call is so phenomenal. I want to talk to you all this morning about opportunity. And you know, I struggled with this word, like opportunity, Lord. What do you want to say to me? What? Opportunity. And, you know, and basically we all are looking for that next big opportunity, amen? We're all looking for that next thing that we can do, the next business idea, the next career step. We're all looking for an opportunity. An opportunity is just a set of circumstances that makes it possible to do something. That's all it is. It's so simple. I was looking at some little signs online last night, and one of the signs said, if you don't try, there's no opportunity to succeed. And I thought that was powerful because we have a lot of people in the world today that's complaining that this isn't working, that's not working, but they haven't really even tried. So if you don't try, then there's no opportunity to succeed. And so if God presents opportunities to us, we have to be in place and in position to do what he's asked us to do, to do what he's given us to do. So, you know, we're looking for that next big thing, that next big move. And it's so important that we truly line up with the word of God. Ephesians 5:16-17 says, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity. And I just love that. Every single day we need to get up and get excited and make the most of every opportunity that is presented before us. God has given all of us a huge platform to shine for his glory. And we need to make sure that every day we make the most of every single opportunity that God gives us. The Lord told me probably about 5 years ago, he says, every time I give you an opportunity to speak, I want you to open up your mouth and have something to say. So many times you see, you know, people have an opportunity to say something, they're like, oh, no, I don't have anything to say. Because every time I open that door for you to speak, you should have something to say and be ready for it. And that's what God wants us. He wants us to be ready for those opportunities. You know, as we devote ourselves to daily conversations with God and praying and asking him for direction, reading our Bible, being strengthened, we should be ready so when that opportunity presents itself, we're ready to accept. Amen? I often say it irritates me when I ask somebody to do something and they tell me, let me go pray about it. Because we should be praying all the time for God to give us an opportunity to do something. And so when the opportunity presents itself, you should already be ready. You should already have a made-up mind. There's nothing else to go pray. If you've been praying for God to open up doors for you, because God will open up the doors for us if we're ready to walk through them. And so as we devote ourselves to having conversations with God, Lord, show me your will, show me your way, show me the direction you want me to go to, show me who to connect to. And he'll begin to show us, amen? He'll show us what he needs us to do instead of just wandering around and just not being quite sure what to do or where to go. When you look in the book of Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, and it goes back to what I was saying in the beginning, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. We have to make sure that we maintain a heart of gratitude and being thankful to God for every opportunity. You know, some opportunities may not turn out the way you thought it would or the way you thought it was going to turn out. However, it was still an opportunity from God, so be grateful because I assure you there was a connection to that opportunity that you would not have received had you not taken it. So we have to look at it through the eyes of the Lord and not through our natural eyes and just understand that every opportunity, there's a purpose attached to it. So once we fulfill the purpose, we have succeeded. Amen? So it goes on to say, and pray for us too that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most, here we go again, of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. So again, here we go back to making the best of every opportunity. I was teaching on Saturday about Mary Magdalene, and you know Mary Magdalene, she was a sister that had seven demons, and she was delivered from those seven demons. One of the things that really struck me with Mary Magdalene was she was the closest to Jesus. Everywhere he was, she was there. So you know there was times that she had to ignore the whispers, the stares, and the gossip. You know, people were looking at her like, isn't that the one that just got delivered from seven demons? And look who she's next to. Now she's with him, the Messiah. And they were already mocking Jesus when he was on the cross, but she still stayed in place and in position. She had an opportunity to be beside the Lord, and she didn't allow anything or anyone to distract her from that opportunity. She didn't allow their negative words. She didn't allow their negative thoughts to stop her. The things that came out of their mouth, she didn't allow it to stop her. They ridiculed her. You know they had to. She didn't allow that to stop her at all because she had an opportunity to be with someone that she knew for herself was powerful. I want to translate that real quick to your business. You may have family members asking you, are you in another network marketing company? Are you selling another different type of product? Are you? That's okay. It doesn't matter what they say. Stay focused on your opportunity. Who cares about the naysayers? Stay focused on your opportunity. So many times we get distracted by what people say and their thought process, and we walk away from an opportunity that God gave to us. God didn't give that opportunity to everyone. He gave it to you. And so be careful who's criticizing or trying to put down your opportunity. If God spoke it into your spirit and said, this is yours, then go forth and move according to the purpose of God and the will of God and according to his word and his direction. And don't allow anyone or anything to stop you. So here we see that even after Jesus was on the cross and they said, well, you're supposed to be the Messiah. You can't even get yourself down. And he didn't get down at that moment. Mary Magdalene was still right there with the others. She still stayed in place and in position. She didn't move. She didn't deny the Christ. She didn't laugh with him. She still stood in place and in position because she believed he was who he said he was. You have to believe in your opportunities. You have to believe in your businesses. You have to believe in the company you work for, wherever you are in life. You have to believe in it. And when you believe in it, you'll get everything that you need. But you can't go in half-heartedly based on what other people think, based on other folks' opinions. I often tell parents, stop telling all your children that they're going to be the next president of the United States of America. Let them be okay with the thought process that they might just be the trash pickup man or the trash pickup woman in your neighborhood. And that's okay. Can you imagine how powerful a believer would be that went around picking up trash in the neighborhood? Every street they went down, if they just prayed over it? Can you imagine the power of God and how the angels of the Lord would reside in that neighborhood? But we want to make people feel that those type of jobs are beneath them or they're not good enough. Every opportunity that is given to you from God is good enough. Everybody won't be the next president. Everybody may not become platinum president in the current business at Artist International, but that's okay. Be fine with the opportunity that God has given you. If you are on an advisory level, a supervisor level, be content with that until the appropriate time. That may be as far as you go, and that's okay because you're fulfilling the purpose that God has given you with that opportunity. So don't get distracted by titles and by positions. Be grateful. Going back to the scripture of being grateful and thankful to the Lord for giving you that opportunity. It could take you somewhere even higher than even a platinum level. You don't know the plan and the purpose of God, so just be grateful and stay in position and do what God has called and created you to do. But Mary Magdalene, she didn't allow the opinions of others to make her stray away from her opportunity. She stayed in place and she stayed in position. Mary Magdalene was the most unlikely to succeed because of her past, because of her reputation. See, that's where we come back to. We may have had businesses that may have failed, but that's okay. That's your past. That has nothing to do with your present nor your future. That's what happened to you then. That's not what's happening to you now. So you have to stay focused. You know, people sit there and self-talk like, well, you know, everything I touch, it doesn't turn out right. that was your past. That's not your present nor your future. Stay focused on the opportunity that is before you and do what God has called and created you to do. Don't worry about anything else. Don't worry about what anyone is saying, but stay focused. She stays focused and committed. When you think about the women that went to the tomb to where Jesus supposedly were, they went early in the morning. When you think about it, they could have gone at any time of that day, but they specifically went early in the morning. Again, here they were in place and position while everybody was out doing whatever, sitting around gossiping about what they think had just happened to Jesus. Here she was, this lady who had many issues and got delivered from 7 demons. Here she was. Once again, she had an opportunity to go do something for the Messiah, and she was in place and position and went early in the morning to do what she needed to do. Now, you have to stop and think about that. You know people thought she was really losing her mind getting up so early to go to this tomb to prepare this man. To like, what are you doing? He's dead. He's gone. But she still fulfilled her calling and realized what a great opportunity that she had. And because of her standing, place, and position, we read in scriptures where it says that the angels of the Lord say he's not here. But she was given an assignment to go and tell Peter and the disciples. Wow. A woman at that time who was not allowed to speak over a man, to teach a man, to tell him anything. But the angel of the Lord said, I'm giving you this assignment, this opportunity, because she stayed in place and in position to go do something very powerful. To me, that was just powerful that she had that opportunity to go and tell them. Never once did Mary question what people would think about her while she was following Jesus. She never thought about it. She wasn't concerned. All she was concerned about was following him and being obedient. That was it, because she was so humble and so grateful for the things that he had done for her. And that's what we have to do. Back to that word, grateful. Be grateful for every opportunity that you are given. Be grateful for every moment of the day that the Lord gives you something to do for his glory. It may be something as simple as pumping your gas and just looking at the person next to you and saying good morning. You know, it could be something that simple, but you have no idea what an impact that will make on that person, because you have no idea what that person is going through. They may have no hope. They may feel that everybody in your city is mean and rude, and here you are standing at the gas pump and given an opportunity from God to bless someone, and you just do something as what we think as simple as saying good morning, but that impact on their life could be life-changing. Be excited about every opportunity that is given to you, and do as God has called you to do with no apologies, without feeling ashamed or embarrassed. Get ready for your next opportunity today, because it is going to be great. Somebody on this call today, you've been waiting for a moment to let your light shine, and I'm telling you, your time has come for your light to shine. Don't listen to the naysayers. Just stay in place and in position and do what God has called and created you to do, and get excited about the move of God. Get excited about your next opportunity, regardless of what anyone says. I'm going to close with this. It says, you can't have a million-dollar dream with a minimum wage work ethic. Now, that's powerful and profound. But be encouraged today. Make the best of every opportunity, and may God bless you and keep you. Thank you, everyone.
Amen, amen. Be grateful for every opportunity that God gives you. Thank you so much, woman of God. Dr. Thomasine Pickens, I will be calling you back to give us our closing benediction. But at this time, will you join me in a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, we're so grateful. We're so thankful for the Diaz de Leon family that had a vision to help people. We thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone. And we thank you for the woman of God today, speaking into our hearts and minds today to remind us to make the most of every opportunity, that no small job is
is not too much for your light to shine through us through that opportunity. So thank you, Lord God, for her. Continue to bless her ministry, her family, and her life. Lord, we thank you. We lift up those that are bereaved on the line this morning. We lift up our entire artist life organization all across the globe, Lord. Be with them. Continue to give us that boldness and that confidence to share God's love through this great opportunity that you have given us. We thank you and we bless you. We continue to lift up our country to you, asking you, God, to have thine own way, God. We know that you hold the heart of the king in your hands, and so we just trust you that this will continue to be a country in God we trust. So we love you this morning. We bless your holy name. We thank you for the word, Father God, and may we chew on it, may we meditate on it, but most importantly, Lord, may we apply it to our lives, that you may be glorified. We thank you that our thing is in 2016 through me. God's glory is being seen. Let that be the manifestation of that in every area of our lives, wherever we tread, Lord, wherever we go. May your glory be seen in us. So once again, Father, we thank you for the woman of God. We thank you for that rich on time word, and we thank you for each and every caller within the sound of my voice. We ask all these in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm one of those people that I'm so thankful that the Master's Call is recorded every day and archived. So if you want to hear this message again today, you may do so by dialing the playback number, which is 712-432-1085. That's 712-432-1085. And the access code is 957-677-pound. Now, if you're able to, join us on the new morning motivational call, where today is Awareness Wednesday, where our power couple of health, Reggie and Victoria Flanagan, Diamond President Reggie and Victoria Flanagan, will be sharing some wonderful information, some helpful information. And that number to the new morning motivational call is 641-715-3865 with an access code of 539-598-pound. Want to take this opportunity and thank you, Minister Bonita, for opening us up and greeting us with that wonderful joy. We thank God for you. We thank you, Dr. Thomasine Pickens, for reminding us to get ready for our next opportunity, to not worry about the naysayers. And so thank you so much, woman of God. And at this time, would you be so kind as to please come on back and give us our closing benediction.
Amen, amen, amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen, amen, amen. May the Lord just have his way in your life today and make the most of every opportunity. God bless you, and thank you so much for this opportunity. Have a blessed day, everyone. Bye-bye.